all that. What a weekend for Oregon State. I mean, Oregon Ducks. They barely pulled off the win against San Jose State, 35-22. And to talk to us about Oregon Ducks and college football and sports is Mr. Ty Turner. Welcome to the Sportscast.
What's up, Dan?
So what happened to Oregon? I mean, Herbert did not have his best game, but...
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. A couple things. I don't necessarily agree with what you just said. You said they barely pulled out a victory.
35-22. That's pretty close.
No, it's not that close. One. Just stop reading stat sheets, San Diego, and you got to go, got to go either watch the game or you got to go, I'm going to do a little venting here. And I'm not just coming after you. I'm coming after the whole social media, people pushing out information. And half the time you can tell people did not watch the game that they're talking about. And I don't want to do that. I'm not going to give you what I thought Alabama looked like against Ole Miss, because you know what? I didn't see the game. The stat sheet looks like they destroyed Ole Miss, so they probably did. But you know what I'm saying? I've just seen a lot of bad takes, especially this year, because obviously I'm a huge Oregon Ducks fan.
I saw some highlights.
It doesn't count. I'm a huge Oregon fan, and I've seen all their games. But I've heard some on YouTube and on podcasts. People be like, oh, but Justin Herbert was only 10 for 21 the opening week. He had 5 dropped passes. I'm not talking about, it would have been a good catch by the receiver. It was kind of a 50-50 ball. I'm talking about the guy running scot-free, no one near him, hits him literally right between the numbers and dropped it. I'm that kind of drop. So, to go back to the thing, did Oregon play good on Saturday? No, they didn't. They're flatter than a board. They were clearly looking ahead. But they barely won, and they're ahead 28-6 in the third quarter. Going into the fourth quarter, it was 35-12. And they were never in jeopardy of losing that game. It just was one of those games that they just never really put away like they should have, because they just didn't play that well.
But Herbert didn't barely had
win that game. That's just a false narrative.
Herbert had a 300-yard passing game. He had 3 touchdowns and 2 interceptions.
Yeah, this is what I'll say about Herbert's performance. Came out, made some nice throws. Once again, they got dropped. And then he had a couple touchdowns, looked pretty good. But then you could tell, and this would be my one knock against Justin Herbert, and this is the one thing that he needs to improve on, and I want to see it from him moving forward. You can tell when there's drop passes, or you can tell sometimes when things aren't going right, it gets to him mentally a little bit. He's known to be a perfectionist. He's a 4.1 biology student, for goodness sakes. But that perfectionist kind of outlook, I think all of a sudden it started getting to him, and he started pressing. His first interception, he threw into double coverage. He didn't need to make the throw. Was kind of the same thing. He started just kind of making throws that he really didn't need to make. He just hold on to the ball or just throw it away. And that was a couple of interceptions. He also had a couple passes where he was just a little bit off, and it just felt like the team was flat. Things against San Jose was definitely the worst he's looked this year. But I kind of can understand why, because plain and simple, his guys. 11 drop balls in 3 weeks is just way too much. It's ridiculous. His receiving corps has been so bad. They've been pitiful, actually.
What do you think about San Jose State? Do you think they're capable of performing at a high level?
No. I mean, they are what they are. They got a people back. I mean, if Oregon played San Jose 10 times, that would have been the closest it ever would have been. I mean, Oregon was better than them in every way. I mean, we were better offensively, defensively. It's just, they came to play. Oregon was clearly looking ahead. We made some mistakes, threw a couple interceptions, had a couple timely penalties. We had a kickoff return that got called back because of a touchdown. We had an interception called back because of a late hit. We turned the ball over at the 2-yard line going in for a touchdown. So we made some timely mistakes, and they played hard, but the closest that game would ever be is 13 points. I'd say you'd normally, Oregon would win that game by about 30.
Looking forward to the next game is Stanford. They say the two best players in the Pac-12 is Justin Herbert and this season?
For one, it's a tough question to answer because Oregon has played three very, very, subpar, easy, non-Power 5 or FCS schools. So it's tough to really know what will be the hardest. I would actually say that Stanford is the team that I say is the best team, the overall team they're going to play. Do I think it's the hardest game? No, I actually find games like Cal next week, late, on the road. That will be a hard game. Do I think Cal's as good as Stanford? No, I don't. But I just think on the road late, that's a tricky game. I think Washington State on the road is a tricky game. I think a game like Utah, because like I think Stanford and Washington are the two best teams in the Pac-12, but I think that they're at Austin. Their College Game Day is there next week, and then at Austin, after the bye week for Washington, and that's their biggest rival. So I just think they're going to be really up for these games. I think they're going to be ready for these games. I actually don't see those games being as tricky as the on the road games against part of the best teams, but I don't necessarily think that those games are as hard or as tricky as some of the other less talented teams on the road.
Vegas has Oregon winning the game this weekend, 1.5 points. So it's looking good for them. What do you think about their quarterback, KJ Costello?
He's a good player. He didn't look good last week, but I think Stanford might have been looking ahead too, playing an FCS school. I think he's a good player. I think he has some good receivers. I mean, Arcega Whiteside is a terrific receiver. Trent Irwin is a 3-year starter. You got Colby Parkinson and Caden Smith, two future, probably NFL tight ends. So he has some good weapons, and that's not even counting Bryce Love. He has some very good weapons on his team, and he can get it done. But if it's between Herbert and Costello to win the game, the onus on one player, I'd take Herbert 9 times out of 10. But I think that actually Costello has better weapons around him. I would take Arcega Whiteside, Irwin over any receiver on Oregon's roster easily.
And how about Bryce Love?
Do I think he's good?
Yeah,
he's terrific. He almost won the Heisman last year. The only thing is he is coming off of an injury. I don't know where he's at. He's a great player. And they have a great offensive line. They have some very good offensive linemen. So they have a guy this year that's going to probably be a first or second round pick. I forgot his name. But then Walker Little, the sophomore tackle, he's almost a surefire first round pick in 2020. So they're, if he comes out, Stanford guys a lot of times graduate. But they have some talent. Offensively, they have several guys who are going to be playing in the NFL.
Here is the AP poll, the top 10. Number 1 is Alabama, 2 Georgia, 3 Clemson, 4 Ohio State, 5 Oklahoma, 6 LSU, Stanford 7th, 8th Notre Dame, 9 Auburn, 10th Washington. What do you find this how do you see this poll?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much the same as last week. I think you had Auburn lose. You had LSU jump up. You had Wisconsin lose. I told you Wisconsin. I didn't love that Wisconsin team, so I wasn't shocked that they lost. I think it's pretty good right now. It's definitely super super top heavy. I mean, I think the best four teams are definitely the top four. So I think after that, it's kind of tricky. We'll see where everyone's at. We have a lot of big games looming for all those top 10 teams. But if someone was going to crash that party, maybe LSU. They have a tough schedule.
I was going to say, you think LSU Oklahoma, had the biggest win this weekend?
Yeah, they did. Yep, for sure, on the road. But Oklahoma's a team that, you know, they have a great – Lincoln Riley really is an offensive genius. And, you know, with Kyler Murray and those weapons around him, they did lose their big running back, Anderson, for the season. But Oklahoma's a team that could get in there. You know, Penn State, Ohio State plays at Penn State. Penn State's top 10 team. You got Trace McSorley. You also have Nick Bosa, who's out for a while with an injury. But that could be a tricky game. Some teams that could maybe crash the party. And then you got the Pac-12. Can the Pac-12 somehow eke its way into the discussion? I'm kind of thinking they'd have to probably finish maybe undefeated. But maybe one loss. You could see Washington or Stanford sneak in. I think that Oregon would pretty much have to finish undefeated in order to sneak into the college football playoff.
Yeah, it's a quite interesting top 10 where we see right here. LSU has a tough schedule. You're absolutely right. They play Mississippi State. They play Alabama. We got A&M. I think they also play. So it's going to be – we'll see. If LSU could beat all of them, they should be number one.
Yeah, they can. Yes, they can beat Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi State. They definitely should be. But I don't know. I don't know if I mean, they barely beat Auburn. Auburn's pretty good, but Auburn I don't think is as good as Georgia. I don't think Auburn's as good as definitely not as good as Alabama. And I think Auburn's is. I don't even know if they're as good as Mississippi State. So
Minnesota Timberwolves, your boy Butler might want to go to the Clippers.
Go, bro. I don't like him.
You want to keep that guy Towns. He has more leverage.
I never liked him. Yeah, Towns, and you got Wiggins, and you got Jamal Crawford, probably not keeping him. Taj Gibson was good last year, though. You also have the point guard, Teague. I mean, but they gave up Rubio and... But I'm not a big fan of Jimmy Butler. He's kind of mouthing off a lot this year. I don't think Minnesota fan base, I know a lot of people didn't particularly care for him that much. But what, he's really jerky to Ricky Rubio. Rubio was really liked around Minnesota. So I don't know. Not a huge fan. So he can go. Go to your little Knickers.
Well, Butler is definitely going to request a trade, and we'll see what happens. What'd you think about the tie this past weekend against the Packers and the Vikings?
Good game. It was a very good game. Rodgers ended up playing. I didn't think he was going to play. He played well. He was not Aaron Rodgers that he normally is, but he played well. Kirk Cousins played well. Kirk Cousins made a lot of timely plays. Their kicker kicked terrible for the Vikings. Mike McCarthy sucked again by terrible time management at the end. I did not agree with the call by Clay Matthews. I think both teams could have won the game. The Packers had it, and then between time management and the bad call by Matthews, got the Vikings a chance, but then the Vikings missed a gimme field goal to win it. So, you know, they both had their chances. I think they're about pretty close. I think that kind of explains the Vikings and the Packers. I think they're about – they're pretty even. I think the Vikings are better off – Vikings are better defensively, and the Packers are just better offensively because of Rodgers. I wouldn't necessarily say there's some things I like better even about the Vikings offense. I would take Dalvin Cook over any running back for the Packers. I would take out Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs maybe over. Well, I like Devontae Adams a lot.
You saw that catch with Thielen?
Yeah, Thielen's very good. I mean, Thielen and Diggs are very good. And Cook's a very good running back. So, but I take Rodgers over Cousins, but Cousins isn't bad. So, and then they have a good defense. But, you know, the Packers don't have bad defense. Packers are definitely much better in the secondary. Those young guys are pretty good. I mean, Joe Alexander had that interception taken away by that Clay Matthews late hit.
Yeah.
But you're going to fall some good pressure. So, I don't know, pretty close teams, pretty close game, obviously, and then tie. Yeah, interested to see how the NFC North, I could see both of them making playoffs this year.
With Daniel Carson missing that late field goal kick, it reminded me of Blair Walsh. Remember him?
Yeah, yep, for sure.
The Vikings have had not so well kickers in the past couple of years, but hopefully they can get that resolved soon. So
we get hope and pray, right?
And what you thought about Josh Gordon going to the Patriots?
Big time pickup by the Patriots. I mean, big time. He's a lot of trouble, but the thing is he's a talent. So, and Bill Belichick knows if he causes any trouble, then he'll be out of there. So.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I think he's like the Patriots are wide receiver desperate right now, so they definitely got a good deal.
Yeah.
They losing Amendola, and I guess Edelman is out for suspension reasons, and then Chris Hogan can only do so much. So we'll see what happens. Hey, that's the Patriots. They turn it around. They're serious about their work, and we'll see what happens this weekend when they face Detroit. So ready for some predictions?
Yeah, let's go.
Texas A&M versus Alabama.
I definitely it's at Alabama. I mean, Texas A&M does look a lot better, but wow. I think Alabama's just too much. Their offense is a juggernaut right now. So, Alabama.
Stanford versus Oregon.
You know, I can't do it. I was going to say that I thought Stanford would win this, even though I'm an Oregon fan. But I have to pick Oregon. I have to pick my team. Justin Herbert somehow is going to do it. I don't love this game because of the three cupcakes and just because we don't necessarily totally know what we got for a team. I think we have 7, but the back end I'm worried about. Big plays against not good competition. We know what we got from Justin Herbert. We have a pretty good offensive line. But I really question the skill positions because they did not play very well against subpar competition. And we're going up against a top 10 team. We're going up against a Pac-12 North rival. So there's a hesitancy. There's a little bit of like, are they there? Are we there? And it worries me. But it's at Altman. It's at one of the loudest stadiums in college football, probably the loudest stadium for sure in the Pac-12. It's going to be amped. College game day is going to be there. I'm counting on all of that. And I just think that Stanford, they start a little slow. I think Oregon, with the energy, with the motion of the home, I think they can get out to a 21-7 lead in the second quarter. And then I think you'll kind of get close, but I think we can hold them off. And I think Herbert's going to make enough big plays, not only in the passing game, but I think when things get tight, I think he's going to take some chances running the ball too. And what is often overlooked is Justin Herbert is a tremendous athlete. I mean, the guy can really run. He's a Ryan Tannehill. He's that guy that's going to run a 4.6 or whatever at the combine. You know, you're laughing. You think it's funny. But
I wish you were down here in Miami because we don't believe in Tannehill as much as you do.
I don't believe in Tannehill.
Okay.
Who said I believe in Tannehill?
You sing his praises all the time.
No, you said I believe in Tannehill. Why you am I? Why you... No, I don't.
Okay.
How do I sing his praises all the time?
You say you like his style.
No, I did not say that.
Okay, never mind that.
That's just not true. These are not true. I didn't say I love Ryan Tannehill. I said Justin Herbert is a Ryan Tannehill type athlete.
Yeah, we'll take
him. I'm not necessarily like the progression. You understand what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
what I'm not singing Ryan Tannehill's praises. That's just not an inaccurate statement. I think Ryan Tannehill's not. He's been a very up and down pro career, but Ryan Tannehill is a good athlete. I mean, Ryan Tannehill played wide receiver at Texas A&M. There's no denying he's a great athlete. I just think as a quarterback, he's been very inconsistent. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I gotcha.
When I compare Justin Herbert to, Ryan Tannehill, or if I'm going to compare him to Mitch Trubisky, I'm not comparing them to their professional performances. Because if I'm saying, I think Justin Herbert's going to be like Ryan Tannehill, do you think anyone would draft him?
No, that's a negative connotation.
But if you could say that's the kind of, but if you say that someone's that kind of athlete has that kind of upside, meaning like Justin Herbert is a big guy, he's a large, imposing kind of quarterback. Justin Herbert is a athletic guy. You could even say Justin Herbert, but he doesn't play like Cam Newton. The thing is, he does desire to stay. Like, Justin Herbert prefers to stay in the pocket. Whereas Cam Newton, it's always 50-50. Will he stay in the pocket or will he get out? Justin Herbert, he wants to stay in the pocket. It's just if the pocket breaks down, he will run. And Justin Herbert can run. So when I'm doing the, connection between the comparison, it is more of him athletically and his upside potential. I hope he's better than Ryan Tannehill.
I hope
his career progression is better than Tannehill.
I hope he comes to the Dolphins.
Yeah, that would
see.
If they keep on winning, they're going to probably take themselves out of Justin Herbert's sweet six.
Exactly.
He's kind of trending towards the top 10 right now. So
yeah,
they better start winning if they want him.
Okay, so Tyler picks Oregon.
Yeah.
And how about Florida versus Tennessee?
Where is the game at?
It's in Tennessee.
I know, but they look good in that tough for them to win. They look good against the Steelers in that tie. I'm going to take the Browns. They're home. The Jets have a rookie quarterback, Sam Darnold. He looked good first week, not as good last week. I'll take the Browns.
Browns win their first game since 2016. Cowboys versus Seahawks. Bears versus the Lions.
His Patriots had a rough performance last week, but that is playing against arguably one of the best defense in Jacksonville in the NFL. The Lions lost a close one to the Niners. They've not had a great start to their season either. I think I would take the Patriots.
Broncos.
Need to get together.
Broncos at the Ravens.
Chiefs look pretty good.
Well, it was actually my next game. I was going to tell you. Packers at Redskins.
Nice. Packers.
And finally, Steelers at the Buccaneers. Fitzmagic.
Dude, Fitzpatrick's been playing pretty good.
Amazing.
And it's on the road, and the Steelers haven't been playing that good. I'm going to say the Buccaneers.
And did you like his outfit on Sunday?
No.
Would you wear that?
What?
Would you wear that outfit?
No.
He grabbed it from the Conor McGregor closet, they say.
Jeez. All that? He did all that Harvard education for that?
That's right. He went to Harvard.
Yeah.
Crap. That's pretty good. He didn't do well with the Jets, but
yeah.
Like he does well certain things. Now, do you think if he keeps winning, do you think he should start over Winston?
I do, because Jameis Winston is just been a he's been a nightmare off the field in his, since college. I mean, whether it was the rape allegations, the inappropriate behavior in the cafeteria, stealing
lobsters,
crab wings, and now this incident with the Uber driver that got suspended. I mean, he's just been a off the field nightmare, and I just doesn't look like he's changing. He's been doing this since his freshman year of college, and now he's in his fourth year in the league, and he's still doing the same kind of stuff. No, I would if I were them, I'd move on to Winston.
Train wow,
him. Make him someone else's problem.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, it's true. He has had a lot of issues.
He's been inconsistent. He's been inconsistent on the field too. If his product on the field, if obviously at the end of the day, if you're winning football games and you're giving a good product on the football field, even if you have off the field transgressions, let's be honest, they get overlooked. He's not been that good on the field. He's been inconsistent on the field. So it's not, I would move on from him.
Ty Turner, big game, big weekend in college sports, Oregon's biggest test, I think. We shall see what happens. Game day all day. Didn't they switch that from Alabama and they moved it to Oregon?
Because you saw me saying that on our chat?
Yeah.
Sorry, I got this email and I'm all of a sudden reading it. No, they did not. Hold on. Sorry, I got this email. Okay, no, they did not switch it from they didn't have. I was worried that Alabama would maybe get it because whenever Alabama has a top 25 matchup, it seems like they get game day. But no, they had not made the decision, and I think they actually when I was hearing that Stanford and Oregon won that they were leaning in that direction because we technically are because I think Alabama's first. It's about the same because number one against number 22 or number 7 versus number 20. But the thing is you're going to have a lot of SEC probably opportunities coming up for college game day. I don't know how much Pac-12 opportunities you have. I would argue there might not be another game in the Pac-12 that game day comes to. So this is probably the best game. And Eugene is widely known as one of the funnest places to cover because it's just the crowd is so loud. It's a really small stadium. It only fits 55,000. But wow. It's really loud.
That must be hard to get tickets
for. It's super loud. Yeah, people just sit in there like sardines, and it's just like super loud. And I guess it's really the Oregon fan base is pretty like really they're pretty intense. So I guess it's one of it's Lee Corso actually says it's his favorite place to cover game day. So you got Oregon in the top 25. They haven't been there for a couple of years. You have the opportunity to host it in one of the most fanatic fan bases. It was good. I think Oregon won it. But, I personally was a little worried that Bama might steal it, but they didn't.
And there you have it. Tyler, how can people reach you?
Tyler Turner, MPLS.
There you have it.
Twitter, guys, Instagram.
Yeah. Twitter, Instagram, he's all on it. He'll talk to you back. He'll reply to you back. And don't get too crazy. Anyways, watch some sports this weekend. A lot going on. Ty, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Hi, thanks, man. Thanks for having me.